With every challenge, our natural tendency is to overreact and blame others. We might even allow our negativity to unravel our success and goodwill. Our goal should always include seeking the pathways that can improve our patterns and free us. The time to change is now. Hi, welcome to Free Yourself. I'm Paul Wagner, an Emmy-winning writer, author at Gaia.com, a nutritional hacker, and intuitive coach. I've toured the world with shows educating and helping over 1 million people. I've even opened for the hugging saint known as Amma, and I'm here to help. This episode is about one really big question. What are your responsibilities and your desires? Your primary ones, the ones that drive you and push you and get you up in the morning. Your collection of whys, the whys that feed what you do and how you do it and who you do it with. Now look, it's not really an agenda that drives us or an operating plan or the pursuit of money. It's actually what we feel we're beholden to. That's what really drives us. Responsibilities and desires are two of the most powerful engines driving the creation of our lives and realities. When we're not conscious of what is pushing us and informing us and causing us to make specific decisions in specific ways, we're no longer free. And let's face it, the name of the game is to find that freedom, that peacefulness, that awareness, knowing that you are in some sort of control of your life. And, you know, separate from outside influences that somehow pop in once in a while that maybe we can't control. But by knowing our responsibilities and desires, we get a feeling for what is really pushing us. And here's the thing. Look, most of us have so many responsibilities and a variety of desires that when you put them all in a stew labeled push me, focus me, and drive me, they're in so much conflict that you end up going in too many directions and expending energy in areas and places and with people that really don't deserve it and that really don't serve you and what you're trying to accomplish in this life. And the derivative question is, do your responsibilities and desires dance well together? Are they meant for each other? Do they like each other? Are they truly working in tandem with each other synchronistically to drive you forward in positive ways? Some of the questions I think that are important to ask are, which responsibilities did you contrive to make yourself seem busier or more important, right? Like we're like, oh, I'm working on this and I have to fulfill this and I must do that. It's that busier is better baloney, right? Another question is, which desires of yours are you using to construct an out-of-date or incorrect version of yourself? You know, we move along so quickly in this life, sometimes so aggressively and unconsciously, that we really don't know who we are in this moment. Sometimes we'll go through a rebirth and we'll have this epiphany or positive experience, you know, around transformation, but 3 days later, we step into the old habits and then we reconvert ourselves back into that former version of ourselves. So look, when you're exploring what your responsibilities are or declaring them or choosing them and doing the same with your desires, you want to be really careful. And that's because, you know, desires and responsibilities, they can cause us to construct temporary self-identities that can actually hurt our lives, that are actually in conflict with having an open heart and open mind and having a positive experience in the pursuit of success. Let me give you an example of one of my coaching clients. Her name is Rachel. She's a lovely woman, very heart-centered, very loving, and she loves to serve her family. You know, she runs a business as well, but what really drives her is her love of her children, her love of her husband, who tends to be stressed out a lot, and their extended family. So she's continuously doing projects for people or supporting them in some way. And I just think that's beautiful. And it's very lovely for her. It's usually very peaceful for her. But what she found over time is that she had no time or energy for her projects. So she was serving everybody else, but her projects would fall by the wayside, including her company. And this was obviously upsetting to her, but she couldn't figure out how to break out of that pattern. And when she and I met, I was just enthralled with her family. I thought it was beautiful how she was operating within her family and how she was serving everybody. But when she started to reveal day by day that we talked, session by session, the extent to which she was serving others and denying herself or ignoring herself, it started to be very apparent to me that she had far too many responsibilities that were not congruent or in service to her life in a way that would allow her to keep going. And her desires were all over the place. They weren't focused. So what we ended up doing is making lists of all of her responsibilities, both assumed obvious ones and the ones that were kind of subtle and quiet and sweet that were her private responsibilities. And we did the same thing with her desires. And then we broke them out into categories and we looked at, well, wait a second, do you really need to handle this? Shouldn't somebody else be handling that responsibility? And we looked at some of her desires and said, isn't that an older desire? Doesn't that desire need some updating? And wait a second, is it in conflict with these three desires? So pick one. So let's pick a group of desires and a group of responsibilities, and let's see if we can have them all dance well together. Let's see if they can be this team that fuels your pursuit forward. And my gosh, the process that unfolded with Rachel was unbelievable. After we declared this list, she had maybe 10 or 12 conversations with people in her life, and she reduced her responsibility load, and she shared with people what her desires were around her hobbies and her projects and her small business. And it worked out miraculously. Behind all this was a troubled marriage, because she was so distracted and so stressed that when other people were stressed, including her husband, she became more stressed. She actually forgot how powerful and effective she was within her marriage. But once she cleaned up her list of responsibilities and desires and integrated them, focused them, healed them, really distilled them into a group that could feed her, she was able to better feed her marriage and serve her family. And meanwhile, her business started to take off in ways that she didn't imagine. She buttoned up her agenda around her business. She had more time and energy to handle the larger projects that were most exciting to her. And at the end of the day, or really at the end of months of working together, she transformed her life. And not only do I find that beautiful and exciting and encouraging and gratifying to be in that kind of a partnership with somebody helping them, but she was able to transform herself. And that meant the world to her family and extended family. Her energy shifted. Her personality changed. She bloomed and blossomed like she never had before. And that's just a beautiful story to me. So, what are your primary responsibilities and desires? Can you clean them up? Can you trim the trees? And can you get them all to work together? Well, I'm very excited and thankful that you joined me today for this podcast entitled, What Are Your Primary Responsibilities and Desires? And I hope you join me for the next one, because it's a big one, and it's called Selfish Self-Care. This is where we all get tripped up. We think we're being selfish, but really, if we're not able to focus on ourselves for a period of time and be incredibly selfish, we will not be of value to anybody else. So join me on the next podcast, Selfish Self-Care. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Thanks for joining me. I'm Paul Wagner, right here on Free Yourself.